Well, personally, I didn't see anything. My brother-in-law was there. He kind of saw the plane coming at, you know, at it a little bit. Then he just ran inside, you know, was scared the plane was coming down, and just thought something would happen. And a couple of seconds later, we saw a big ball of fire, just basically maybe not even a mile along the road, straight across.
Is that how close you are?
Yeah, we're like a mile on the, if you look at MapQuest, but the street kind of goes like this, so it's probably shorter distance straight across.
What's the scene like there this morning? What was it like to get out of there, to come down here? I mean,
it's like a bad dream, you know. It's you see all the cops still there, the street, everything is still shut down, and you know, just a lot of thoughts to the families there.
So were you watching television most of the night, or how did you handle it after you heard the initial one?
Yeah, well, a little bit of radio, a bit of television as well, and just try to see what happened, and if people get alive out of this, you know, hoping to.
How surreal is that, obviously, to have that happen and hit so close to home? Envision something like that?
You never expect that. Of course, we see a lot of planes. They all pretty much seems like the path is going right around where we live, and but you never expect something like that to happen. It's a sad day.
Did you hear anything when you heard it coming? Did your brother-in-law hear? He saw it, right?
Yeah, he saw it coming down. It was pretty low, he said. And but he came in, and we didn't hear a noise at all or anything. But as we went back outside, we just saw fire everywhere. And actually, we called 911 to make sure that they already know, actually, what happened. So.